Hi and welcome. In this video, I will show you how to get the Dell 55 device started. So as you can see, it looks like a really big TV, but it is a computer like any other computer. The screen is just slightly out of proportion. And you find the computer behind the device. So what to check when you start using this? First and for all, make sure that the computer is switched on. And behind here, there's a regular computer with a power button, like you find a power button on any laptop or desktop. It should be switched on and the light will be on. If not, you just press it like you would switch your own laptop on. If that's on, then you need to switch on the screen. The button is somewhere here at the bottom of the screen. It can take a while, or it can help to move the mouse a little. Yes. And then you see what you see on any other university computer. Before we continue, there's a few more things you need to check that are present. So the Dell 55 comes with these two pens, which you can then use to touch the screen with. Then there is a keyboard, a computer, mouse, and not unimportantly, the microphone. And this is both a microphone and a speaker. So you will hear people through this, and people online will hear you through this as well. And this is simply connected through a really, really, really long cable all the way to the back with a USB in the computer. So once it's on and we switched the screen on, we do what we always do. So Control-Alt-Delete. And then you have your regular login screen. I'll log in. So I entered my username, my password, and I press enter. The first time you do this, it might take a little bit longer, but usually it goes quite quickly. Voila, there we are. Then from here on, if you want to use the screen, of course, you can use the mouse, or then you can use the pen to touch the screen. Then you can, now you want to find Zoom, because of course you want to go and find your students or colleagues in Zoom, or open a Zoom session. And at the in the left lower corner of your screen, you have this search function. So you can click under with the mouse, or you can use the pen. And then you can type Zoom. You can go and search for it in the programs as well, but I think this is the quickest way. So you go and find the search engine, and then you can just type Zoom, and this very famous blue icon appears. It opens, and then either you sign in with your, so you can press sign in, enter your email, password. But if someone else has already made a Zoom meeting, so if you're joining a meeting or you already have a Zoom meeting open on the teacher computer in the room or your own laptop, then all you need to do is join one. Let's see, so I'll go back, I'll join a meeting, and then I simply add the meeting ID in the first frame. So in here I will write the idea of the meeting I'm going to. You can change your name, you can add classroom or whatever you want, and then you press join. And now you join with computer audio as you would on your own computer. There you go, you can make the screen bigger, and there you see Salma, our colleague, who is already in Zoom with us. And as at home, you can switch on the camera. So now here we can see ourselves. And then, of course, you can also switch on the microphone. And by switching on the microphone, you switched on this device. So also here at the top, there's this tiny microphone symbol. If you press it, you switch it off, and you'll be able to see now that also here it's switched off. So you don't always have to go back to the screen. You can always control it here. And then you press the tiny microphone icon again, and now the microphone is on. If you need more volume, you just press the plus. And if you want less volume, you press the minus. And that's it. You're good to go.